Andrew, hello.
How are you, Bryce?
Hey, I'm good. And look, I'm a bit fascinated. For people that obviously maybe are a bit like me, they don't know, a cob loaf is obviously it's a type of bread. And what people are doing is scooping out the bread and then filling it with different sorts of fillings. Normally, maybe according to our research, it's sort of like a creamy concoction of cream cheese, sour cream, maybe a bit of bacon in there, maybe spinach as well. And it's a pretty common party staple. And I guess now it's kicking off the Wom Dom Nom paddle festival kind of thing. Tell me a bit about, was it your passion for cob loaf that made you think, man, we need to turn this into an event?
Well, the thing about, exactly right, Bryce. It's like, as you're saying, everybody that you've spoken to loves a cob loaf. So it's almost like the staple diet in any sort of summer barbecue. Someone rocks up with a cob loaf and everybody gravitates to that particular person or wherever it's put down. And, so next Wednesday we have the inaugural cob loaf festival and one person will be crowned world champion of cob loaves. And a lot of people after that prestige, which is fantastic.
Yeah, right. And I guess for the world title, what are we looking at? What makes a good cob loaf are you one of the judges? Like, do you get a say in this?
Well, it's huge pressure on the person that's going to be the judge. We'll have to have a panel so that it doesn't just come down to one person's opinion, because if you give the wrong decision, someone could be quite disappointed. So I've been wanting to share it around between, say, a panel of five to seven judges.
Mm.
And as you said, like one of the crucial things, obviously, have the cob loaf, which is got to be fresh. And then, as you said, cut the top off it, and then you take all the bread out and use that as as almost like a pot, and then you put all the things in. But as you've said, like it's the night before the Wom Dom Nom paddle, which is a 4-day paddle going from Wellington through Dubbo onto Narromine. So we're fortunate enough to live on the Macquarie River, which is the lifeblood of Western New South Wales. So so we thought, let's just have a cob loaf festival, because there's another river that goes through Wellington called the Bell River, and there's a park on the Bell River called Cameron. So Cameron on Bell just became Cobb. Let's have a Cobb Life Festival. And we thought we'd get maybe 15 people interested, and it's gone absolutely nuts. So it's amazing how you can just basically come with what you think is a simple idea, and just sort of it captures people's imaginations, and so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, obviously the streets were crying out for it. And in terms of the competition, do you reckon people should go for maybe a traditional attempt, or do you want to see something, you know, a twist on the old classic?
I think the twist on the classic's got to be done, because you never know what's out there. Like we could take cob loaves to a whole new level, because, you know, when you go to a party, generally, you know, two or three people might get allocated the cob loaf, and they're generally the ones that, you know, they're quite good doing the cob loaf. So this is probably an opportunity for those people that don't get the opportunity to bring out the cob loaves at the party, to bring out a recipe that might just revolutionise the whole cob loaf.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the world record, the number of cob loaves in any one particular place in any one time, but this could actually, you know, just take that to a whole new level as well.
Yeah, I think people don't understand. This is a world first. People are really going to be witnessing something special here. And if people do want to get down and maybe even, is it too late to register to be part of the world championships of cob loaf making?
Not at all. All they've got to do is make their way to Wellington, New South Wales, which is just west of Sydney, about 370 kilometres sort of northwest of Sydney. So it's quite easy to get to. And, turn up and make sure that they're there by, say, about 6 o'clock next Wednesday with their cob loaf in hand. And then the judging starts at about 6 o'clock. So we'll take photos of all these great, great cob loaves that we're there. And it'll be quite unique to see who comes along. So we thought, you know, we might get people from, you know, 20 kilometres around Wellington, like from Geary and Mumble, but we're thinking people might actually make a bit of a road trip and come from, you know, hundreds of kilometres away. You never know.
Yeah, well, I mean, the more people I've been speaking to about the idea, it's just this idea of Cobblers are a bit of a magnet. They're a bit of a mecca at the party. And so I think you could be very well surprised, but it's been great to find out a bit more. Andrew, hey, thank you so much for your time.
Bryce, thanks so much for the interest, mate.